का था, रूप वही रूप नया।
I'm there in the surgeon's office. A visit that has been prompted by my own family members because I'm suddenly 19 going on 20 and in order to get married, I need to be whole. I need to be fixed because I have but 1 year. So this one night, I felt alone, abandoned, useless. I was second guessing my own worth. And I did take a few pills. And I was very certain that I'm not getting up. I've thought a lot about how I want to do this, tell my story. I've thought about what my story is, what will I say. And perhaps the one thing that I keep coming back to is that at the end of the day, I'm no one. I'm a simple girl from a very small town with a disability, and that's just me. And I could be anyone. This story isn't just my story, it's everyone's story. It can be anybody's story, it can be your story, it can be your story. It's just that today, it's my story. My name is Desiree. It means the desired one in French. And quite honestly, I don't know what my mom was thinking when she named me this, because let's be very honest, I have a disability in the one place girls in India should probably not have a disability on my face. Now, there are two things about that. One, I'm a woman. Second, I'm a woman with a disability living in India. Two things that come back to you in this society. And it makes me what people would call defective. My condition is called microtia. It's a congenital condition caused during birth. It means I have no ear, no eardrum, and I have hearing loss. But in a larger society, it means that I am defective, I am deformed. And till the age of 19, I was quite unaware and subconscious and rather unconscious about my so-called defect. 20 years old I was when I went to the doctor one final time. This time, I walked into the surgeon's quarters along with my mother. And this visit was prompted, strangely, from an environment which is called family. The kind of family that I live in, where my aunts constantly seem to think that I have 1 year, just 1 year. Everyone has two, I have one. I have a grandmother who hates the sight of me. Frankly, I don't care anymore. And all I can hear the surgeon say to me is, he's going to take the skin off my thigh and graft it here, and there are going to be stitches, and nishan hoga, and ye hoga, and wo hoga, and what not. And I'm just sitting there wondering, ki they have to go to so much of lengths to make me look the way they want me to look so that I can fit in. And then I walk out of there, I go home, I go to the mirror and I look at myself. And I think to myself, ki agar ye mujhe whole banayega, if this is going to make me complete, to isse pehle main kya thi? What was I? I didn't understand, because up until there, I thought I was fine. And then suddenly people, all these people, your family members, this doctor, this society comes and tells you, but nahin, tum complete nahin ho. Tumhe hamare mutabik rehna hai in order to be complete. So it's a huge conflict, and I'm there sitting and looking at the mirror, and I start crying. Something that my mom was not able to fathom, because she didn't understand the turmoil that was going inside of me. That was my first awakening in life. And I told myself that I'm never going to go back to that. I never went back to a surgeon. I never went back to a hospital. Those x-rays, they were all behind me. I decided that, whole or not, this is who I am. At the heart of it, a very human concern. Disability sabke paas hoti hai. Janwaron ke paas bhi hoti hai. But the sad bit is, tum janwaron ko paal loge. But jis ladki ke paas koi disability hai, tum usse outcast kar doge. That is the reality of the situation. Your grandmother will hate you. Your aunts will tell you, okay, maybe she needs surgery. Because then she'll feel whole. Then she will be whole. And then it'll be easier for you to find her a guy to marry her. But why do we always need to think that way? Why can't we appreciate a person for who we are? Why don't we want to just embrace our imperfections, our so-called defects? Why don't we want to flaunt our scars, our blemishes, our freckles, our wrinkles, our disabilities? That is who is making us who we are. The struggles that we face are our strengths. Ye hum bhool kyun jaate hain? And so the bigger picture is, you're living your life on your own, with or without a disability. And so, I went about my life with my so-called disability, trying to believe in myself, because at the heart of it, I'm a dreamer and I'm a believer. When I look into the mirror, I don't see, oh my God, I don't have 1 year. I see, oh my God, I have this dream. I want to go out and catch it. I want to chase that dream. I want to achieve something on my own. I've always believed in my life that if you ever want something with all of your heart and soul, the universe will conspire to bring that to you. And then you can be in any corner of the world. You can be disabled. You can be poor. You can be anyone. All you need is a dream. All you need is to believe. I got my first big break quite magically. I had no connection to the world of glamour, to a media industry. No, I was a small town girl. We moved to Delhi. Hum Delhi jab shift hue the, we were living in an LIG DDA flat. Jinko nahi malum hai, LIG flat ka matlab hai ek bedroom. Hamare paas na AC thi, na inverter tha. Jab lights jati thi, hum chhat pe sote the. In the heat of the summer. Wo hamari life thi. My parents managed to put both of us through great convent schools. I grew up with a father who cheated on his wife and left her to, you know, fight the world with two young kids and in a home that was more often than not subject to domestic violence. Ye hoti hain struggles. Tumhari disability kuch nahi hai. Hamari disability na hamare andar hai. Life ki larger struggles hoti hain. Jo hame, life is such na zindagi aisi hai, hame itna sab kuch ek saath de deti hai. Because we can take it. We're human. And human is divine. Kahin insaniyat bhi bhagwan ka ek roop hai. And we can handle it. That's why life gives it to us. So that's how I grew up. And I had no reason to believe ke bhai, main isse zyada kabhi banungi. I got a break in one of the leading fashion magazines in the country. Suddenly, I was in a relationship at the age of 21, 22. I fell into my first serious relationship with a guy who loved me for who I was. And that was the first time in a very long time I felt that I can be loved for who I am. I can be loved the way that I am. He later on went and cheated on me, and that was really devastating because then I went back into the whole loop of maybe I do need to be whole for someone to love me and stay with me entirely. And that was my tipping point. Because by then, there was this whole emotional sort of resurgence that was happening where everything was sort of pent up and in that one moment, it sort of unleashed. And what followed were months of darkness, despair, where I constantly questioned myself, how I looked. I kept crying. I would watch the TV and I was crying and my dad would ask me what's happened and I couldn't tell him anything because what would I tell him? What would I tell him? So that was, and that continued for over a year. It built up to a point where I had very extreme thoughts. So this one night, I felt alone, abandoned, useless. I was second guessing my own worth. And I did take a few pills. And I was very certain that I'm not getting up. I'm not waking up from this. But I did wake up. And when I woke up, it was nothing short of a miracle to me. That's when I took it to mean that maybe there's a reason why I'm here. Maybe there's a reason why I'm still alive. And maybe there's a larger purpose generally to my life, to everyone's life. And I promised myself that I would never feel like that again in my life. I would never let anyone make me feel like that about myself, and I would never feel like that myself. And I'll tell you this, every person from an Ambani to a Ranbir Kapoor or anyone has always had, probably still has a lot of self-doubt. Jo bhi insaan aapko aake bole ke mujhe ab khud pe kabhi koi self-doubt nahi hota, they're lying through their noses. Sabke saath hota hai. We're just normal, ordinary citizens. Hamare saath to ye roz ka problem hai. But yes, I promised myself that I would never put myself through that again. That was my second awakening. After that, I have just gone through my life being grateful for every day that I have, being grateful for the smallest mercies, because that's what life is about. You have to appreciate small things to be able to appreciate the bigger things. I wake up in the morning, I look at myself in the mirror, and I love what I see. Today, I am a writer, I am an editor, I am an influencer. But above all, I am also a human being. And as human beings, I think it is our responsibility to inspire, aspire, and pay it forward. Hamari zindagi mein agar ek bhi insaan hai na jo hamare saath chal raha hai, hame sun raha hai, hame dekh raha hai, to hamari responsibility hai ki hum use sahi direction dikhaye. Even if it's as simple as just being yourself. Do you know how difficult it is to be yourself today in the society that we live in? And that's why I make a very conscious effort to be myself in the rawest way that I have to ever be. Your beauty comes from within. How you look at the world is how beautiful you are. If you look at the world and you see one good thing in a day even, that makes you beautiful. And it shows on your face. You don't need filters, you don't need makeup, you don't need a beauty brand, you don't need cosmetics, you don't need any of it. If I'm an influencer, I have chosen to lend my voice to inner beauty, because we're all beautiful. We don't need someone else to come to us and tell us that you're beautiful. You should know it for yourself. That's how we're making the world a better place. We need to appreciate the goodness that exists within ourselves to be able to appreciate the goodness that is in this world. That is what makes this world beautiful. You.